We actually pay backpackers to pull the flowers and fruit off our plants.
It almost doesn't make sense, but it does here on a farm just outside of Stanthorpe in southern Queensland.
We're standing in the middle of our trim shed.
Meet Wally Sweet, who with his family owns Sweet's Strawberry Runners.
This started as a stone fruit and tomato packing shed, and in 18 years we've probably quadrupled in size.
And changed your business completely from stone fruit, from tomatoes, to now be one of the country's largest supplier of strawberry runners. That's an incredible transformation.
Now we're no longer dealing with the supermarkets, we're dealing with farmers all around the country. It is a small side of strawberries that most people don't get to see.
A small side, I'd say anything but a small side, to be honest with you, Wally, because how many plants would you have sent out from here last year?
Yeah, between 20 and 30 million plants.
20 and 30 million plants. You say that very matter-of-factly. How has that changed over the past decade?
Yeah, so in 10 years, we've gone from possibly around about 6 million plants a year to now doing between 20 and 30 million plants a year.
That equates to about 70 hectares of seven different varieties of strawberry plants. And this is the time of year when production really starts to ramp up.
We have about 360 people in the shed, plus about 12 to 15 people working at night for the digging to supply the plants for the shed.
And why do you harvest at night?
To keep the plants cool and to keep them fresh. Once you dig a plant, it is dying, and so the cooler you can keep it, the slower it dies.
So from your paddock to when it ends up at a strawberry grower's place, what sort of turnaround would there be?
Around about 24 to 36 hours.
It's intense then?
It is, yes. But those plants, if they're properly cooled, they will keep for up to a week, but optimum is within 2 or 3 days.
And how far and wide do your strawberry runners go?
They go Australia-wide. They go as far as Western Australia, as far south as Tasmania, as far north as Atherton Tablelands, and then a very small amount goes overseas to New Caledonia and so on.
And if you supply the plants to strawberry growers, where do you get your plants from, Wally?
Our plants start 3 years back, and our nucleus stock is kept at the La Trobe University in Melbourne.
Under lock and key?
Yes. and so then we get those plants, and we have a three-year cycle here where the first year is in a screen house under high quarantine conditions. Second year is multiplying those out again, and the third year is for commercial production.
What about other berries? We're seeing a massive growth in this particular market, but are you sitting still on strawberries or looking at other berries that you can also be the nursery for, so to speak?
So we supply quite a lot of raspberry nursery stock, and so that has become another string to our bow, as it were, and we harvest the raspberry roots in the wintertime.
In this shed is where the hundreds of mainly backpackers sort through the web of runners that come out of the ground. Labour then is a big cost, and Wally says the workers are well aware of the federal government's plan to axe the tax-free threshold for backpackers.
It is a concern, and I was talking to a backpacker just the other day, a French fellow that said he wasn't sure whether he was going to do his second year. You'd see what the tax laws did. So if we can't get backpackers, then this does affect our business hugely. So we would like to see a little bit more reason in that, maybe a compromise of perhaps the 19% that National Farmers is wanting to go for.
For an operation like yours, where do you change the margins? Because this is the thing. Every little piece of inefficiency throughout that process costs you money at the end of the day. So where are you looking to make changes?
Yeah, so labour is our big one where we can look, but also in growing techniques. If we can produce more plants per hectare, then that reduces our cost.
Does that growth that you've seen surprise you, Wally? Were you expecting this, you know, when you first started growing strawberry runners?
No, it was something we never dreamt it would grow this big.